I'm Kristen Deal.
And I am Eric Craddock.
All right, guys. So let's just talk about, first of all, like the concept that you came up with. And so, Eric, you do a lot of photography.
Yes.
And so you had a photo. Just kind of start by maybe telling us where you took it and what it looks like.
I took it out at a friend's house who lives way out in the sticks. There was a controlled burn, and I went out basically just to watch that. I'd never seen anything like that before. And so that's where the picture was taken. But when I heard of this show, it's one of the first ones that came to mind. It basically looks like a forest fire, smoke filling the air, blackened trees and whatnot. And it just represents kind of the chaos. And it's a train wreck. You just can't look away. I can't look away. And so, yeah, that picture came to mind just because of the sense of doom and whatnot with what's all over the news these days.
And so, Kristen, you took an incredibly different approach entirely. You do these blind contour drawings that are usually of people's faces. Mm-hmm. And so tell us what you came up with for the show.
All right. A blind contour drawing is a single line drawing. I don't really look at it until it's done. So I thought for this show, I would Google Donald Trump and blind contour the first 100 images of him. And since I don't look at the paper till it's done, a lot of them turned out really weird looking and hilarious. So I just did my take on what he looks like 100 times. And then for the show, I put them on a table and invited the public to color them and put their opinions on his first 100 days.
And so we just went in there to see what some of the interactions have been like so far. There was one, for instance, that said trans life matter and had the colors of the transgender pride flag. Mm-hmm. What else was there?
There was a speech bubble coming out that said lies. What else?
Eric? A lot. I think there were at least more than one that alluded to dishonesty.
Dishonesty. In some of the photos, he was holding up peace sign fingers, and then somebody would write in, what does this even mean anymore?
Was it hard to, did it come up with 100 different photos easily, or were you getting a lot of, like, the same photos?
I think it was 100 individual photos. In all of them, I thought it was funny. He was wearing a suit and a tie. A lot of them, he had his American flag pin on the lapel. But, yeah, they were all, like, pretty professional overall. But then he just looked like a disaster in most of them. And that's even it shows in the pictures, too, because, yeah, he's a mess.
So obviously people's opinions are coming through with artwork. That's the nature of it all. Eric, were you around as she was doing these?
I was. I think I was around for every single one of them.
So what was it like just watching this take place?
Well, it was about a 3-day process. Breaks had to be taken.
It was exhausting.
But it was a lot of fun to watch. And I think it was 100 separate photos. And I don't know. Those are hard lines to follow. So some of them look pretty interesting.
I was hoping to get 100, all 100 completed by the public in this show, but there's still quite a few that could be drawn on. So I'm going to continue this piece at the Pharmacy Gallery. We're having a show in June called Structure. So I'll invite you guys to come to it and give your opinion on our president.
Yep, there was a, as she mentioned, of course, yeah, a lot of the Trump pieces have yet to be dealt with the public, so more chances to do that for sure. And as far as politics and art converging, is this something that's happened for you guys before? Do you think it will happen in the future?
I usually try to stay out of politics, but this is kind of hard to avoid. It affects everybody, and I think even if you don't want to be involved, you should, and we need to make things right again.
I mean, my politics, my social ideas are a part of everything I do, probably. But this specifically, it's too obvious. It's just impossible to not worry about it and think about it and incorporate it into whatever you do, you know. If you're sitting eating dinner, in the back of your head, there is insanity going on, you know, so.
And you guys, we took a chance to walk through the gallery together. What was your take on the show overall?
I was impressed. I liked a lot of the things that people did. Very diverse. I don't remember any that I can name drop. I was really impressed.
There was a lot of diversity, some massive paintings that I'm sure took a very, very long time, and then a simple...
it was like
computer art, yeah. Digital art, maybe
done in paint.
Kid pics, paint. And it was titled Yikes, and it was like sort of an emoji-looking thing.
Sometimes that's all you need.
Yeah, and it was so simple, and it conveyed their message, and it made me smile. And I think I love all the contributions.
All right, that's been Kristen Deal and Eric Craddock, both artists living in Springfield, who contributed to the 100 Expressions of 100 Days art show, in which artists considered the first 100 days of the Trump administration. And you can check it out here at NPR Illinois, which is on the UIS campus, up until June 9th. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
And I'm Rachel Otwell.